Okay, we're continuing in Mikam Chayisrael, and this will probably be the last installment of this topic. We'll move on, Bez Hashem, to another topic next week. So we're going to start from on page Kuf, Zion/Yud Zion. It's like the second last page here. So we've talked about the concept of the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam in all different types of Oifanim. And we're going to take it a little bit of a different direction to finish off. So the first thing here is from Rav Shamshon Folhirsch, from his Pirish on the Siddur. So first bracha in Birchas HaShachar is Ashenasan Lasech Vivino Lavchin Ben Yaymu Ben Laila. And then the second bracha is Shalaya Sani Goy. So he says, Shtei brachas elu nikbu zu etzel zu. Why are these two brachas next to each other? Ki shayachas achas el achaysa. Because they have some shaychas to each other. Why? Kishem shakadosh baruch hu nosam bina letarnegoilis. Lahavchin ben yoyim lelaylo af shekimat e nikar adayin. Vimachrezas bias hayoyim lechol ha'olam. Hashem gave So he gave the sechvi, the tarnegoilus, the chicken, the rooster, the bina, the understanding, to be mavchin, to understand and to discern between day and night. Even though it's kemat, not nicker yet. No one else is able to really chop that moment. And yet, the rooster is machrezes, it cries out, bias hayayim lechol ha'olam, the day is coming. So it's a certain bina that's given to the sechvi to be able to be mavchin in something which is not so clear to the rest of the world. Kein nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu bina lohavin es or ha-tayra, liyois mamleches kayanim v'gay kadosh, ulohayir ma'iril chalaylam liyois or la'amin. So too, the asher nosan la'sechvi vina, that giving of bina is also in the second bracha. If Shaloya Sani Goy, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has also given us the bina, the understanding, to realize that we have a Torah, and that Torah makes us the Mamleches Kayanim V'Goy Kadosh, and through it we are going to light up the entire world, the Yisrael La'amim, Klal Yisrael, when we do our job. This is going to lead into the next piece as well. We become an Or La'amim. We come a light unto the nations. Our job is not to go out and teach the nations about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what we do. We don't go out and try to convince everybody of everything. Adarabba, the way we are Or La'amim is when we do what we're supposed to do. When we illuminate ourselves, when we focus on ourselves, when we learn the Torah, when we act like a Mamleches Kayanim V'Gay Kadosh, Mimela, we become an Or La'amim. That's what happens. So we start off with the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given this concept of bina to the sechvi to separate and understand the difference between Yom and Laila, and building on that, we have to understand that we have a special bina HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us to realize that we are different. Shalei Asani Goy, there's something different about us, and our mission in this world is different, and we're Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalei Asani Goy. So with that, we move on to the next piece. We skipped the next one, Yud Ches. We did that last week. We go to Yates. And this is a piece from Rav Volba, Zichrayna Livrach, and Ali Shur. So he writes, Shalai Asani Goy. This bracha of Shalai Asani Goy, which we just said, is with the understanding, the hakdama to the bracha is the understanding that there's a difference between a guy and a yid, which is things that we've talked about in the previous weeks. So he says as follows, Ilu hayisi noilad goy chas v'shalom, eizu asin zehaya. If I would be born a guy chas v'shalom, or it's not just born a guy, you have to say because a ger also can make the bracha shalei asani goy. So, but we would remain a guy, but the way he says it is, for a person who was born a yid, if he had born a guy, eiza asin zehayo, be such a tragedy. However, since I was born as a yid, I'm a person who's fortunate. Aval, but now, Revolba takes it and says, a person really has to, if you really want to make this bracha properly, it's not just enough to say, Shalai Asani Goy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he didn't make me a Goy. Aval haim be'emes ein bishum kurtov shel goyas. However, am I really not a guy? Meaning to say, is there not a drop, a kurtov, a small amount of goyishkeit in me? What does that mean? Haim b'midoisa ani be'emes rachamon b'ayshon goyimu chasadim. Kla Yisrael, we know, has nikkur in the midois of rachmonim, b'ayshonim, and goyimu chasadim. Am I really have my midois? Am I truly a rachamon, a b'ayshon, a goyimu chasadim? Haim b'ashkafoisa ein b'nitza shal goyis. How about in my outlook on the world, my ashkafas? Is it full, totally tyradic and yiddishkeit, or is there any little bits of pieces of goyishkeit in it as well? What about in my she'ifos, what I yearn for, my goals, where I want to go, how I act? Ha'ein bi avak goyus, is there no little bit of goyishkeit? Ufzila, which means I'm shachal, evram and hagin shalem, there's no pull, I'm not being pulled there, that's where my desires are, that's where I want to go. Im ein bi nitzos mikol zeh, if a person is able to baidik themselves and say, yeah, I have none of that at all, so then he can make the bracha besimcha. It's not just shalaya sani goy, there's taka no gayishkeit in me. But avadib, every person has to make this bracha no matter what. And even the first part, just the pashup shot, that I was born a yid, is itself warrants a simcha and a bracha mishabecha kodesh baruch. But at the same time, it takes some self reflection to see, listen, I'm being mishabecha kodesh baruch hu shalei asani goy, am I keeping up to it? Am I keeping up to it? Or am I being affected by them? Do I have that bina lahavchin ben yoyim uven laila lahavchin between the yid and the goy? Or am I letting it in a little bit? My midos and what's important to them is important to me. We've said, once said that Rav Shach said, Rav Shach Zichrayin Levracha said, I think Rabbi Yankov Galinsky asked him, I think that's the way the story went, how come we make the bracha shalei asani goy, and we don't make a bracha shalei yehudi? Say, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made me a yid, why is it in the negative? Shalei asani goy. Mishabur Taka talks about it. But Rav Shach answered, Amar Dikavart, Rav Shach said that you can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalei asani goy. To make you a yid, that's your job. You want to become a yid, you want to be the Yehudi, that you have to build, that you have to work on. Because Baruch Hu gave you the foundation. He said, Shalei Asani Goy. Now, that means, of course, you're made a yid, but Rav Shach was trying to say, it's not enough. You have to, that's the part you have to work on yourself. You can't wake up in the morning and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have done it all for me. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that you were born a yid, you're not a goy. Now, you want to build on that? Like he's saying here, Rav Alba, you really want to say Shalei Asani Goy properly? You have to make sure you have no goyishkeit in you. You have to make sure that it's taka like that, that a person has, it's a very hard thing, obviously. It's a very hard thing, but that's what a person's supposed to have in mind, shaloya sani goy, that there's really this difference, and there's nothing in me, or I'm trying at least to have shifas, that there should be nothing in me to stay away and separate myself from the goyim. And as we said a few weeks ago on Shabbos, the problem is that we live amongst the goyim, that's the way it is, and we're going to see about that in the next two pieces as well. And there's always whatever is going on around us. Ha'adam nimshach achar svivaisav, the Rambam says. Person, it's a natural for a person to be affected and to be pulled by things that are going on around them. And there's always this corrosion that it's a slow thing, you know. When something rusts, the corrosion, it's a slow, or erosion even for that matter also, it's a slow thing. It doesn't happen overnight. It's little by little. You don't recognize it till all of a sudden you take a look and things are, we've gone so far. And the same thing is when we're amongst the Goyim, unfortunately, this just, the sviva of what's going on around us, it affects us. It affects us very much. And we don't realize it sometimes till we have to take an honest look at ourselves and say, what's going on? Are we the way we want to be? Are we thinking the way we're supposed to be thinking? Is this the Tyrodica way of thinking? And that all goes into the Shaloya Sani Goy. So after everything we've learned about of the Milus of Yidin, Vayarachas Reach Boigdov, Begadov, this week's Parsha, the Rishayim that we said, the Rishayim of Yaakov Avinu, don't compare even to the Rishayim of Esav, but that's all things that are inherent. However, what our job is that we have to realize what we have, and we have to realize who we are, and realize what our achrayus is. And if when we work on that, then we could be an arla amin, we'll be an arla goyim. But kol zman that we're being mushba by the goyim, so then So then we have problems. Then we have problems. So now let's go to the next piece, and we're going to build on this as well. So this is interesting. This piece, if I am correct, the next two pieces he quotes from Sefer Pischei Halacha Kashus Daf Nun Beis. If I'm correct, that's his own Sefer. That's Rabbi Forst's Sefer on Kashrus. It was translated into English by Art Scroll, but originally he put out two Chalakim, one on Hilchos Brachos and one on Hilchos Kashrus. I think I have the one on Kashrus at home. So he's quoting from there, that's what it seems. Kasabat Torah Kadosh Oides Klal Yisrael. It's written in the Torah about Klal Yisrael, Hein Am Levada Jishkoinu Vagoyim Lo Yizchashav. Bilam said that we are an a nation, levada jishkoin, lives alone, uvagoyim lo yischashav, and they don't rechenzach, they don't take into account the goyim. Kolaymar, what does that mean? Yisrael hu umma levada ve'ena misarevis in sharu umas. The mile of Klal Yisrael is we stand alone, and we don't mix with the other nations. Tachlisam shal b'nei Yisrael liyos muvdolam. That's our tachlis. The purpose of Klal Yisrael is to be a nation that lives alone. Ki eino masigim shleimusam ach verak biyoisim nifrodim in ha'umais udveikim b'Hashem. The only way Klal Yisrael is able to achieve our shleimus, to achieve what we're supposed to in this world, could be only when we're separated from the goyim and davuk b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu vaz masigim hemes matrasam, and that is when we finally reach our tachlis in this world. Hayoisam amlaches kainim v'goy kadosh. That is how, and this is what we were saying before, our job is not to mix amongst the Goyim and teach them about Hashem. That's not what we're supposed to do. When we are separate from the Goyim, it seems the opposite. But this is the way it is. When we are separate from the Goyim, and we are a Mamleches Kayanim V'Goy Kadosh, that Mamleches Kayanim V'Goy Kadosh, the energy, the light, the R, whatever you want to say that we produce, is going to be Mashpia and Meir L'Chol Olam Kulay. We affect the Goyim as well. We affect the Goyim as well. The Rev Zechariah Levracha used to say that he used to talk about the concept of tztaka. Klal Yisrael, by definition, we're rachmanim, goyim lechasadim, we're balei tztaka, we're givers. Used to say the famous story about there was once a gvir who used to give a lot of money to tztaka. He used to give away a ton of money to tztaka. And then one time he lost all his money. He lost all his money because he couldn't stop giving. That was his midah. His midah was to give. So any money that would ever come into the house, it wouldn't last very long because he would give it away. And the family was upset about it because they didn't have any money anymore and he was still giving everything away. And so they used to hide everything. So one time two aniyim came to the door and he had already given away half the house. There was mamash nothing left in the house. So he was looking around and he found like one spoon, a silver spoon, whatever it was. And he got upset and he said, I only have one spoon and there's two aniyim, what am I supposed to do? So he broke it in half and he gave one half to the one ani, one half to the other ani. So they put on his matseva, a play on the pasuk, Kappa parcel ani v'yodel shilchal avyin, because kappa is a spoon and yodel is a handle. So kappa parcel ani, the spoon part he gave to one ani, v'yodel and the handle shilchal avyin he gave to the other ani. That was his godless. So Rebbe used to say that's a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, when we were separate from the Goyim, our midas remained very pure. And the midah of giving and the midah of Echnasas Archim, not that we don't have it anymore, but he used to bring it out that it really was something that was very, very common amongst, because that's who we by default are. He says, if you ever meet a guy really has no kayach to give. A guy has no kayach to give. A guy is like the Mishnah says, that shali, shalach, shali. That's a guy. A guy is everything. I had the rabbi, I'm taking. That's Esav. Esav is here. Esav wants everything. This week's parsha, Esav sold the Bechaira, and he still wants the brachas. In Rashi, he says, when he says to Yitzchak Avinu, he already took everything from me. The second time he stole from me, because he took the Bechaira from me. Esav says, Esav really knew that when you give away the Bechaira, you're giving away the brachas. He knew that. That's Esav. That's not a stira. I sold the Bechaira. I still want the brachas. Why? Because if someone's giving it out, I'm taking it. La'asad lavai, Hashem's giving out schar for Torah. Who's going to stand in line? Esav, I'm here for the schar. Did you learn Torah? But I'll give the chetza when I get there. Used to make Rebbe say very funny, if you're a reporter following around Esav, say, Mr. Esav, like, what are you doing here? Don't worry, I'll figure out when I get to the front of the line. If they're giving giving, I'm giving. So it's all. So he says. So he said that you see, Goyim do give tzedakah. You see, Goyim, see, very generous Goyim. So the problem is, the Goyim have been perverted by the Yidin Nebuch, because we have Ashba on them. If you find a guy that never met a Yid, he won't give you a penny. He'll Adarab. You better watch your wallet. You know what I mean? That's this certain midah. So there's it goes both ways. The Hashba goes both ways. But if we would do what we're supposed to be doing, we'd be Meirim L'chol Olam Kulo Yuchamaisha Amar Hanavi Unisaticha La'ar Goyim. Avol kolz man shedveikim bagoyim, but once we're dovek bagoyim, loy dai she'ena mashbiim l'toyv al agoyim. So adarabba, if we want to be amongst them, it's not enough that we're not mashbi l'toyv, even though we might a little bit have a hashba, but that ar l'goyim, ela adarabba mushpoim l'ra meham. We're going to get it from them. We were mixed amongst them and we learned from them. So once we are misarav bagoyim, we want to be like them. We want to be with them. So we're going to then start making shaduchim with them. And eventually it leads to avodah zarah, it leads to churban abayis, it leads to churban of klal yisrael, of avdam of klal yisrael. It's mefurish in the psukim that when we want to be like them, that's our downfall. We think that maybe we're going to have epes hashba on them. It doesn't work that way. Adarabba, heinam levadad yishkain. And if we continue to the next piece, it's just a continuation. Nimsa shekirvas Yisrael u'umais mazika l'am lo'ilam. The kurva of Klal Yisrael to the nations is mazik them, it's mazik da'ilam. Because our job is to perfect the world through our hashba to be an ar lagoyim. And if we don't do that, so we're mazik the world. We're holding it back from the world. V'gam l'umos ha'olam atzmam. We are mazik d'umos ha'olam. Kim chaserim kayane Hashem hamadrichin esam v'amirim l'ambar Hashem. They don't realize what they're missing. They don't realize it. But they're really missing that there's kayane Hashem, meaning we're the mamleches, kayane v'goy kadosh, who would really be able to teach them, not because we're out to teach them, but automatically, by example, the ar Hashem. Al-Kain. So here's where he says, Tava HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tchunas Umas Ha'olam She'enan Seivlin Kirvaseinu. Since this is really Tikkun Ha'olam, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be proper, so Tikkun Ha'olam is that we shouldn't get too close to the Goyim. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a Teva, a nature in the world, in Umas Ha'olam, that they can't really handle us. They can't be Seivl us if we get too close. B'mida sh'anu mistabim miskarvim lahem, the more we try to get close, ba'oysa mida heim doichinu marchikin oysanu mipneem. It's the same mida, they push us away. Dugmas mashakosu ba'teira, his makartim sham lo'ivecha, you'll be sold ve'ein kaina, but there's no one really to buy. Mitzius kazu klayisa misdama lumais ein la kiyum ba'ilam veina teva soivla mishim she ein la bria tzorich v'tachlis ba. The bria is able to handle things that are going to help the bria, but if it's going to be mazik the bria, if it's no tzorich and tachlis, kim ba'am Yisrael tor b'tchunasim v'tor amitei. Only if klayisa is doing what their job is. Lachen kasheranu miskarvim l'goy ha'aretz heim doichin oisanu u'machrichim oisanu liparen mehem. Kach karalonu miyom shagalinu levena umois b'chol tkufa sheba v'nesenu nichshalnu parasnu es achoy ma'avdels b'neinu v'numus. If you go through history, he says, this is what happened from the day we went into galus, and every tkufa that we try to mix amongst them, savalnu harbi min agoyim shalirotza kirvaseinu. They don't want us at all. And even with atzlachas, naim l'tayra, if you go through the parsha this week, you see, sometimes when you learn a sefer, especially you see big darshanim, sometimes you could hear them talking, and sometimes you hear them what they were living through. And it was very clear from Zalman Saratskin what he was living through of what the Goyim were doing in whatever cities he was in Europe. And he talks all about by Yitzchak being with Avimelech and Gror and being thrown out, and he made a lot of money, and the money he made is from us, and we'll get rid of you, and then what happens? Then we leave, and this the country becomes poor, and they say, oh, why did we send them away? And all these types of things, it's clear that there's always, when there's successful Yidden, and there, obviously, Yitzchak Avinu wasn't even being Misariv amongst them. He wasn't even coming to be Misariv, but there was just success. He says a very cute word over there. He says, because later on, Avimelech comes and says, let's make a bris. We didn't touch you, and we sent you off b'shalom. So that's enough. So he says, you know, that's the Gaim. The Gaim say, you know what? You know the biggest taiva we did for you is we didn't bother you. We didn't hurt you. That's enough. You should be thankful to us. At least we didn't have a pogrom. We didn't. We sent you away. We threw you out of our land. But we didn't kill you. He says, that's the Marid. He says a Vard here. And I looked it up in Megillas Esther. And Megillas Esther, he says it there also. But he quotes it from someone from a city. He says, my friend in whatever, Zutl, some city he lived in, said the following Vard. It says, Manasseh Yikar Ugdula L'Mardchai Alzeh. So they asked, what covet did Mardchai get for what he did for the king? So we didn't do anything. So he tied it up to Pshaz. You know what the biggest covet is? We didn't bother him. We didn't beat him up. We didn't kill him. Well, we have to give him any more? There's more schar for that? That's enough. Goyim, if we don't bother you, Yidin, you should be happy with that. And that's what it is. So valnu harbi min agoyim shalei rotsu b'kirvaseinu. Uve mida sheshachachnu as ahevdol shebeneinu boi b'amida hiskirinu agoyim. The more we forget, the more they remind us. Kein chazar v'nishna kam apamim arashaya achreina v'aneiro. And that's the psukim we said before, of hein am levada jishkoin uve agoyim lo yischashav, they're in the Netziv, in Chumash, in a few places, but specifically he has a long piece by the Bris Bein Absarim. He says that that's the problem, is when Klal Yisrael, his lashon is, he brings also Vishkan Yisrael Betach Badad. He says, if Klal Yisrael would do things right and they would live alone, so everything would be okay. But he says, the teva of Anoshim is, the nature of people are, that you want to integrate into the society that you live. Just like in Mitzrayim, it says, "Vatimale haaretz ha'isam," in the beginning of Shemais, "Vayakam melech chadash al Mitzrayim." Vatimale, we didn't stay in Goshen where we're supposed to be insulated like Yaakov Avinu wanted. They filled up. They went all around. V'harayi, he says later on, by Makas Becharis, it says that Hashem skipped over certain houses. That means there were Jewish houses amongst the Goyish houses. We didn't stay where we're supposed to. So what's immediately happened? "Vayakam melech chadash al Mitzrayim." You want to get too close? There's going to be a king that gets up. And v'zeh garam shakadosh baruch hu hapach lei Mitzrayim lisnaisam. So he says that's the pshat in the pasuk. Hey nam levada yishkain. If we live alone, yishkain. Uva goyim. But if we're going to try to get close to the goyim, lo yischashav. They're not going to give us any chashivas. Adarabah. They're going to start being right of us. That's the teva that Hakadosh Baruch Hu put in the bria. So that's, he says also, that's the pshat we say in the Haggadah, V'yisha amdala v'yiseinu v'lanu. The pasuk before says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, Ki ger yadoya t'yeda, ki ger yiyazaracha b'eretz lo'ilohem. They're going to remain a ger. If they remain a ger, everything will be okay. V'yisha amdala v'yiseinu v'lanu. If we remember to be a ger, that will be the shebechol dar v'dar oimdim aleinu l'chaliseinu. The problem is, because Hashem wants us to remain gerim. And if we don't want to be gerim, Hashem's going to make it that the goyim make sure that we're begerim. And then the Baal HaGadah continues, and if you think that if we're going to act like citizens and we're going to you know, be friendly with them, it's not so bad. Tzeil Lamad is the next piece. Ma Bikesh Lavan Arami. Look at Lavan Arami. Lavan Arami. Yeah, Yaakov didn't start up with him. And instead of Adarabah, he helped him out. And what did Lavan do? All he did was try to cheat him and do all things to him. We think that we're going to get ahead if we're friendly with the Goyim. It doesn't happen that way. And so there's different ways. You know, that we say in Yaakov Avinu Davin, Hatzileni Noam Yad Ochi Miyad Esav, the famous Beis Halevi. He comes along in two different ways. Sometimes he acts like Esav, and he's out to fight us. And sometimes he's Ochi. He's like, he welcomes us with the barriers when the ghetto walls were taken down and the Enlightenment, and everyone came around. That was Ochi. Because become friendly. That's like we said before from the Ali Shur. That's the Gaishkeit that makes cracks in who we are and comes into our life. That's what Lavan tried to do. Lavan, after Yaakov ran away, he came back. Vayakam Lavan, he got up in the morning. Vayishak, and he kissed them. Why? Because he wanted to make a friendliness with them. He wanted to be friendly with them. That's the biggest sakana is to continue to be friendly with the Goyim. And the same thing is, we find that any time, even Eliezer and Rivka, when they left from Lavan and Besuel, they didn't leave on good terms. Adarava, they wanted them to stay. They didn't want them to stay. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always making it. And Lavan was the same thing. There can't be too much friendliness, because they think the Goyim are going to come, if we're friendly, they're going to try to make inroads into us and be mashpia us with the Achi, with being our friends. Mashenkein, we don't realize that. So we have both tzadim over here. We have the Vardis that if we get too close with them, Adarabba, that's when the problems are going to begin. At the same time, you have the Achi part of Shaleas Hani Goy, that when a person makes the Brach, he has to think to himself, really, am I really rain? Am I really free? Am I really clean from all the Gaishkeit? Or is there, some Ashkafis and some Midas that I have? And if a person's able to think about all of these things, so then he can really talk about himself as Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyechad Baretz. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay.